All right. This is Alejandro Escovedo from Austin, Texas, here in Wimberley. Wimberley. Oh, shit, that's where I live. I'm sorry. This is Alejandro Escovedo from Austin, Texas, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM Radio.
Her mistake was his mistake, and that's just where it stands. And everything that comes of it will linger on their hands, live within their shadows, a shadow within a shadow. Like a grand mistake, and that's just where it hangs. Baby's got new plans, that's just where she stands. Baby's got new plans to take it home. His mistake was her mistake, and that's just how it lands. And all that they will make of it will slip between their hands, settle inside the places where flesh makes its demand. And they played like a grand mistake, that's just how it lands. Baby's got new plans, that's just where she stands. Baby's got new plans to take it home. Mistake was all it took to burn away the flame and cast a shadow on everything that came before that day, and wrapped them in a memory from which they can't escape. And they lay like forgotten dreams, but that's just how they lay. Baby's got new plans, that's just where she stands. Baby's got new plans to take it home. Baby's got new plans to take it home. Baby's got new plans to take it home. Baby's got.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff, down here till 4 o'clock. Actually, I'm not. We're pre-recorded today because I had to go to a Folk Fest meeting. The Folk Fest is coming up. You know, it's coming up. And I'm excited, as I always am. But you know, this is a show where we play a lot of stuff that you hear on the Folk Festival. But it's also a show where I complain about a lot of things. I don't complain about the Winnipeg Folk Festival anymore because I'm not allowed to. But I'm a complainer. It's my nature. I'm a curmudgeon, and I find the darkness in everything. It's true. But every once in a while, I get called out for complaining about the Winnipeg Folk Festival too much. And that happened last week. Our good pal and a man whose opinion I value greatly, Ole, called me out for complaining about the Folk Festival. And he asked, is it worth the beef? And the answer is yes. Not because I love complaining, although I do, but because I love the Winnipeg Folk Festival. It's just such a huge part of my life and has been for so long. It means a lot to me, you know. I started going to the Winnipeg Folk Festival in 1993. I just finished high school, went out there with some folks from high school, and experienced something I'd never seen, never knew anything about before, and it blew my mind. It changed my life, and I've been going every year ever since, and it's just had a huge impact on me. When I look at the things in my life that are most important, that have had the biggest effect on who I am, I got to start with my mother, Lucy, of course. Who's taught me everything. On the other end of the spectrum, my son Jeremy, who teaches me everything these days, and the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Those are the three biggest factors in who I am, no doubt. And over the years, I've seen and experienced so much. I've met so many great people, so many amazing artists, and seen so many great workshops, and just had my mind blown each and every year. I can tie Winnipeg Folk Festivals to huge events in my life and just all kinds of things that are important to me. And so that's why I complain, because it means so much to me. And it's true that sometimes over the past bunch of years, it feels like things could be better, you know? And that's no particular person's fault. I'm not, I'm not down on the whole thing. I just, you know, like to make suggestions for improvement. Some people take that the wrong way. And I don't mean it to. Occasionally when I complain about something, positive things happen. You know, last year I complained about security lining up in front of the fence right in front of main stage. Ole saw that and he said, hey, maybe that isn't such a good idea. And you know, that got changed, and that's good. See, so I complain sometimes, and good things happen. So, anyways, if you ever hear me complain about the Folk Festival, which you know I try not to do, because I want to keep volunteering there, it's just because it means so damn much to me. And although Folk Fest is still a month away or whatever, let's think about those good times now. I know I did a show kind of like this once before where I talked about huge Folk Fest memories in my past, and we'll probably touch on some of those same ones today, but I want to talk about a lot of the things that have gotten me into this chair, got me doing this show because of the Winnipeg Folk Festival. We kicked it off with something from Alejandro Escovedo. He was out there at one of my very first folk festivals, actually my second one, I think it was, looking at the list here. And he's one of those guys that I discovered there and didn't really know anything about, and became a huge, huge fan of after that folk festival. And there's so many others. It must have been 1994. You know, I love, by the way, I don't know when this happened, but the Winnipeg Folk Festival now on their website has a list of everybody who's played every year. And that has just been so helpful in thinking about this and trying to remember, you know, when did that happen? When did I see that person? So I really appreciate that, and I'm going to use that a little bit today to try to keep some of my facts straight. Although, you know, you don't listen to this show because the facts are always straight because, well, you know that's not true. What is my point? I don't know. I think it was 1994. I got to see Alejandro Escovedo. Probably, I guess it was for the first time in my life. Never knew who he was. Had no idea. Saw him. He was touring this album called 13 Years, which is just such a great song. That's why I played something off that record to start us off. And I remember, actually, I wasn't really... I know T-Bar is going to be disappointed if he ever listens to this show. I wasn't into going and stalking people for autographs in the beginning. It was kind of uncomfortable. You know, it wasn't something that I really did. But when I saw Alejandro Escovedo backstage, standing next to this next guy, and I just admired them so much, I had to go and say hello and get him to sign my program. And they both talked about how they'd come. They both come from Texas. They'd come a long way, and I think both of them were just tweeners on the main stage, and they were they were moaning about the fact that they drove all this way to play like two or three songs in front of the big crowd. And I don't know, those two or three songs had an effect on me though. So we played just Alejandro. How about something from the other guy that was standing there that time? This is something from Ian Matthews. You're listening to Steel Belted. No, you're not. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home. I can't even keep that fact straight. Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM, Folkfest Memories.
Well, you talk about disease like it's part of the plan, another God-sent plague on the common man. You talk about love the way you think about lust, like it's something obscene you don't want to discuss. Like it doesn't exist in your neck of the woods. You think it's overrated or misunderstood. You want to ship them like cattle to the Hindu Kush. You're going to write it all down in the back of this bus. Oh, I feel the heat. Bus. You got 46,000 less today in the name of freedom in the USA. We gotta stick it to them before they get to us. They got enough heat stashed to blow us all to dust. Got control, greed, conformity, just three little words that don't apply to me. In a couple of summers when you all adjust, you'll be riding with your buddies in the back of this bus. Oh, I feel the heat. Oh, I feel the crush. Oh, I feel the heat. Gonna walk on down to the back of the bus. Gonna keep the beat from the back of this bus. I'm gonna ride it all out in the back of this bus. Over there, I bet you think you're tough. Well, I ain't scared. You got a face like that damn sun, young moon. I saw you praying to the east this afternoon. Well, you're taking our women and you've got our jobs with your Chinese writing and your foreign gods. I don't want you sitting down here next to us. Why don't you take that seat in the back of the bus? Oh, I feel the heat. Oh, I feel the rush. In the back of this bus, I'm gonna ride it all out in the back of this bus. Oh, I feel the heat. Oh, I feel the crush. Oh, I feel the heat. Gonna ride it all out in the back of this bus. Now TV flashing the subliminal lie. They're gonna bend you, shape you, and crucify you. If you know your wines, then it's understood. You don't need a good reference, you can join the club. before you even know it, there's a couple of kids. It's a fine line you're walking down, but God forbid. Wanna talk to him? You got a gift to us, man. I think I'm gonna throw up in the back of this bus. Oh, I feel the heat. Oh, I feel the rush. In the back of this bus, I'm gonna write it all out in the back of this bus. Oh, I feel the heat. Oh, I feel the crush. Oh, I feel the heat. I'm gonna walk on down to the back of the bus. Gonna walk on down to the back of this bus. I'm gonna write it all out in the back of this bus. Well, this ain't no time to celebrate. We got too much sorrow and too much hate. We got too much them and not enough us. Man, there's too much heat in the back of this bus.
Put right down by myself and not being what you thought you had found. Pulled hard in two directions by a tease I'd learn. And my old affections when I tried to share my world with you, you could not seem to tolerate the people I had grown to love. They shrank under your scrutiny, became the ones you'd hate. Why did everything, every little thing with you and me have to be so political? Every little thing with you and me have to be so political. About hanging around with you and feeling overcautious. Every little word, every little look, every little sigh, every little phrase put me deeper in your doghouse. You'd let me out to run across your world. I ran into a wall. You told me I built it, then you reel me in, ream me out, pick me up, push me out again, and then repeat it. Why did everything, every little thing, every little thing with you have to be so political? Everything, every little thing with you and me have to be so political. Everything, everything with you and me was too busy tripping on my tongue to try and stand my ground. And I can still see myself crying in your lap, asking you, are you happy with the man you have found? For what you did for me, I can see things now I never would have seen. And today I thought about what could have been, but could never be for you and me. Cause everything, every little thing with you and me had to be so political. Every little thing with you and me had to be so political. Everything with you and me was so political. Oh, political.
That there's the Skydiggers. I'm reliving some Folkfest history, showing you why this thing means so darn much to me. And when I went to the Folkfest for the first time in 1993, there were really only two bands that I can think of that I knew who they were. In 1993, I saw the Skydiggers there. I had seen the Skydiggers probably a few times by then at the Walker Theater and stuff. And I'd been a fan of them. And for some reason, I don't remember too much about the Skydiggers out at the Folkfest. I remember they were, I was working the stage crew for the first 10 years that I worked out there. And I know they made an appearance out on stage one when I was there, and that was pretty exciting for me. But I think I missed it because the very first year, I did one of those things that you should never do. And that's, I lost my volunteer pass. When you go to volunteer, they give you this little thing to hang around your neck, and they used to give you this little piece of string to tie it on. And I guess my Boy Scout knot days were pretty far behind me at that point, because I tied a knot in this thing and it was terrible, so it came off my neck. And this was my first year at the Folkfest. This was my only year that I actually camped at the stupid thing. And I didn't even make it through the whole weekend because I hated it so much, and I'll never camp again. But the Skydiggers were coming up on my stage. I knew I was screwed if I didn't find my volunteer pass. So in my infinite wisdom, I decided to go back to my tent because I thought I had left it there, which makes absolutely no sense, because how would I have gotten back into the site if I'd lost my pass, which is exactly what happened. So I go back to my tent. Of course it's not there, because it doesn't make any sense that it would be there, but then I can't get back in. There's nothing I can do, and I'm like on the verge of tears at this point. I don't know what to do. I'm crying and begging at the gate. They don't know, they can't help me. So I go over to security. I'm crying and begging, and they don't want to let me in either. But this one schlepper guy comes by on his little golf cart and decides to take pity on me, I guess. So he drove me back to the backstage area to see if my pass had been turned in at the little volunteer tent in the backstage area. And it turned out I had, and I was just relieved, and I swore I'd never, ever, ever lose that pass again. And I haven't, which is good. But I missed the Skydiggers on my stage. I remember that. But I remember their main stage set for some reason, and I remember they started off with that song right there, Accusations. Not a lot of other big names, according to the Folkfest website from 1993, so there's not a lot of other stuff I remember. The Fairfield Four was good. They had a blues night on the Thursday that year. But acts, going through the list, I don't remember a whole lot of others, but in 1994... there were a bunch, including Spirit of the West. We heard Political there from the great album Labor Day, which I had been a big fan of previously, so I was excited to see them. And we heard in there Ian Matthews, also there in 1994. We heard Back of the Bus. He was there performing with Julian Dawson, who did the amazing harmonica work on that song. And I remember that song being a huge highlight. I was working out at Stage 2 that year, and I remember seeing them there do that song and just totally electrified me. I still remember it, and I don't remember much. There's one guy that I always give credit for setting me off in the direction that led me here, and that's Stephen Fearing. I remember him doing a workshop on Stage One my first year, and he came up and he played a song from his album The Blue Line, which blew me away, and I just couldn't believe that someone that phenomenal I'd never heard of before. And it just got me to thinking, what else is there that I don't know about? And I just kept finding out every year after year after year. I was going to play a song from that appearance, but I thought I'd tell you another embarrassing story about Stephen Fearing. 1998, Stephen Fearing plays the Folkfest, and he does the thing on main stage. Bruce Coburn joined him, I remember, at the end. And so in 1998, I did this thing that, I shouldn't have done at 24 years old, which is get married. And it turned out to be not such a good idea. And I didn't know it at the time, of course, or maybe I wouldn't. I don't know. I was young. I was stupid. But anyways, so me and my wife-to-be were volunteering at the Folkfest. And I remember fearing going up and doing a set and just being blown away. We were fighting all the time at the time, which probably should have been a good sign that, you know, maybe this wasn't such a good idea. But I remember during his set, he played this song from his first record, which I particularly loved, and it just moved me so much. And I remember going up to him after the thing and telling him, "Oh, thanks for playing this song. You know, we're getting married, we're doing the thing," and this it seemed like it was a love song at the time. But now that I look at it and listen to the lyrics again, maybe that should have been a sign that this wasn't going to work out. And of course it didn't. But just because it's funny, I'll play that song now. This is from Stephen Fearing's first record, Out to Sea. This is a beautiful and long thing called Beguiling Eyes. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home. For some weird reason, we're doing a Folkfest show a month before Folkfest. Hope you're enjoying it.
They can catch me up and spin me, or leave me in a dream. And though the words you speak are truthful, you know you hurt me when you say that the time you spend with me is but a small part of your day. Peace of molten stone. when the sun is setting low and the evening
Hi, this is Stephen Fearing. You're listening to Tell a Band to Go Home on CJUM.
If you got lace and pretty flowers to give your baby, get her under your powers. If you got silks and sweet perfume, oh, she might come up to your room. But if she's got soul, she knows she's gonna bowl you over. And when my baby rolls me over, I feel like I wanna fly. Like I wanna satins, lots of money, diamond rings and such things to trap your honey. You got big black cars, you want to let her ride. Give it all to her, she might come over to your side. Just you two in. mansion in the country. You give it all to her, she could still be empty. You could be the richest man in the world, but there's nothing I know of that'll buy you the heart of a girl. But if you got love and a deep devotion, it gets just as deep as the ocean with just you two inside. Just you two inside. Just you two inside. Spin your wheels before you crash. Come to dinner and it's dine and dash. Always on your way. Baby, come and turn out the lights. You say you're sorry as if it's true. We know you got better things to do. Always on your way. Baby, come and turn out the lights. A subtle look, a touch, a thrill reminds me what I feel and always will. You try to make things right before you go, but we both know it's just for show. You plead for mercy before dessert, up and on your way before you're hurt. Why'd you come to play? Baby, come and turn out the lights. Touch a thrill reminds me what I feel and always will.
You try to make things right before you go, but we both know it's just for show. You plead for mercy before dessert, up and on your way before you're hurt. Why'd you come to play? Baby, come and turn out the lights. Come back when you got some time to spend. Here's your coat, here's your hair. What's your hurry, my friend? Always on your way. Baby, come and turn out the lights. Much longer, probably go mad all by myself. Now I really need somebody. Said I really need somebody's help. Yeah. Judgment chair, got his ass, God's right arm in some double pair. All right, walk in a frozen lane, a western wind to be hailing rain. Morning, there ain't no one there who ever gonna remember my name. Now when the sun comes up, mama, you should know that now I just don't care no more. All right, this morning I thought I saw Jesus coming down. He came to the concrete, baby. He came to the walls without no sound. Concrete wall that ain't no clay high. Close my eyes, watched him slip away. All right, they look at you sideways. They call no man by his Christian name, his natural born name. All you got is your backbone to lean on. You can't expect no help from your brain. Now when a man wants reason, he best be willing to pay. I'm down in Leavenworth prison now, and I do not count no need. I said when a man wants reason, he best be willing to pay.
pay. Down in Leavenworth prison, and I do not count no days.
there's a man with his fingers in everybody's pie. I hope he watches some of them sometimes. He talks for money by talking, he eats. He talks to keep himself up of the streets. Well, if there's anything you need, he'll pretend he's got it, and then he'll pretend that he can't part with it. He studied hunger like a lawyer studies law. He can make a rich man poorer than poor, cause he's a shark. Slack on, a two-tongued gobbledygook, a money grabber is a shark. Slack on, a two-tongued gobbledygook, a money grabber, well, it makes two look just like three. With a jiggery pokery, make a bad thing look good to me. With a jiggery pokery. Wrong side is right. You'll make a believe a black horse is white. Whatever he sells, you don't be surprised. You find yourself cheating half out of your eyes. When he sells your things, he'll hide the price. He wants the whole loaf, he ain't content with a slice. He makes his girls dance, weighs one right now. I swears it's just right if it lacks £40. Through the selling, the buying and the politics, there's the profit and the lie, so the money sits. Cause he's a shark. Slag on, a two-tongued gobble dealing, a money grabber is a shark. Slag on, a two-tongued gobble dealing, a money grabber is a shark. Makes two look just like three. With a jiggery pokery, make a bad thing look good to me. With a jiggery pokery. Signing could be signing a will. They used to rob you with a gun, now they use a pencil. Words knock you up, cause words don't bend. So all you get when you sign is the fountain pen. And from father to mother, from sister to brother, from cousin to uncle, got to stick to each other. Since cheating has grown to be so much the fashion, I believe cheating runs the whole nation. With sharks, slaggers, a two-tongued double dealing, a money grabber is a shark. Slagger, a two-tongued double dealing, a money grabber, well, it makes two look just like three. With a jiggery pokery, make a bad thing with a jiggery pokery.
The great Rory McLeod there. He's so much fun and a one-man band in the true sense of the word. He's just he'll play harmonica and trombone and percussion and sing all at the same time, I swear to God. 1995 is when I saw him first, and I particularly remember that song blowing me away. That's called Farewell Welfare Part 1 from his album Angry Love. Rory McLeod will be at the Brandon Folk Music and Art Festival in July. That alone is probably worth the trip, July 24th to 26th. We heard Ani DeFranco in there. She was at my first Winnipeg Folk Festival. Didn't really get her until 1995 when she came back. We heard the title track to the record she put out that year, Not a Pretty Girl. That one really blew me away. I do remember, though, in 1993, dancing with Ani DeFranco at the volunteer party. They used to do these amazing volunteer parties at it's the Victoria Inn now by the airport. And they just had these huge, amazing bashers. So much fun. Tons of people went. And then one year I got, because I love them so much, I got to go on the crew where I got to work the festival. And that's when they stopped booking acts, so everybody stopped going. Oh, well. We heard Chris Whitley in there, and I know Stu Reed is saying, Robson, Chris Whitley never played the Folk Fest. I know that. But that song reminds me of the first time I met Lisa Marie Serafin. She came up at the Winnipeg Folk Festival in 95. Was it 95? And did that song. And I loved that song. So we had a bond right there. And eventually I stole her radio show. And here I am. Thanks for that, by the way. We heard Willie P. Bennett in there, Turnout, from his Winnipeg recording, Scenery and Sharpen the Plow, kind of a double record that he was working on here in Winnipeg with Jackson Haldane. Such a great song. One of, I think, two songs that I've ever, that I saw him do at the Winnipeg Folk Festival in like 2006, I think it was. When he was out there, just because of, you know, what I was working that time and the way things worked out, I didn't get to see more of Willie, and it's haunted me ever since. We heard Blackie in there with another Willie song called Lace and Pretty Flowers. Remember the first time I saw Blackie in the Rodeo Kings playing at Stage 1 in like 1997 or 98, whatever it was. And Tom Wilson hadn't gone to rehab yet, and he was playing with Fearing and Lyndon, and Fearing was singing a song and Tom Wilson fell asleep and Fearing's mic started to drop and he was looking over at Tom and Tom was asleep. So I had to jump up and fix his mic. I saved the day. I saved the whole festival, really. The festival couldn't have continued without me. And we heard Stephen Fearing with a song that I thought was a love song but probably isn't. Called Beguiling Eyes from his album Out to Sea. We're looking back on the Folk Fest. We're pre-recorded today. I'm going to come back with some more stuff after a short break. Hopefully you'll stick around. This is Tell a Band to Go Home on UMFM.